on this short-term offer now. Don't wait. Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The White House is working on an $850 billion stimulus plan to help the economy through the coronavirus outbreak, including a payroll tax cut, small business loans, and money for the airlines. The Senate's expected to vote today on a House-passed relief bill. Florida Republican Marco Rubio tells Fox,
"What the House passed is not perfect, but I think the price of inaction at this point is way too high."
Florida, Arizona, and Illinois hold presidential primaries today. Ohio's, though, is postponed over the virus outbreak.
Effectively, there was no way that we could conduct elections when we were telling people that it was unsafe to come to the polls.
Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose there. On Wall Street, the Dow is up a bit now after dipping below 20,000 for the first time in 3 years. In non-virus news, Tom Brady announces he's leaving the New England Patriots after 20 seasons as quarterback, winning 6 Super Bowl titles. He's not saying yet where he may play. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our extended stretch of warm days continues. In fact, today, I think we'll be around 80 to 82. Risk of some spotty showers, maybe a thunderstorm somewhere in the area today. Very mild tonight, overnight low 62. Tomorrow and Thursday, we're headed for the mid-80s. Rain chances will be very small both days. Isolated showers at best. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely Friday night into Saturday as a cold front approaches, and that'll lower the temperatures by several degrees. Pollen count still in the medium to high range through Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The Navy Federal More Rewards American Express card transforms your everyday missions, so you can turn your commute fare,
next stop 8th Street,
into tickets for an awesome night out. And turn your grocery run into a trip to total relaxation. Get 3 times the points on supermarkets, restaurants, and on gas and transit. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the Armed Forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families, insured by NCUA. American Express is a registered service mark of American Express. Used by Navy Federal under license.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
We're a little bit behind on the clock here on News and Views, but we still have plenty of time for Ray Bowles over at Prattville Carpet. Ray, how are you this morning?
Man, it is great. The traffic is flowing over here on 65 going to Arrowhead.
to measure a job. Nice. It's a beautiful day. Good day for having somebody come out and measure floors.
Yeah, and so, folks, you're still taking calls, right, Ray, at 285-8117. If you need a free in-home consultation, you're at home anyway. Ray or somebody on the team can stop by, show you samples, and give you advice on what you can do to change that flooring in that home.
And guys, no jokes aside, I know everybody's concerned about the doing is we're actually washing our hands with Clorox wipes before we go into the home.
Yeah.
And when I get out, I'm disinfecting the phone, my steering wheels, everything when I get back in my car to make sure I don't cause any spreading of the virus.
Right, right.
And our team is doing the same thing. So we're taking cautions coming. But we'll bring the samples to you so you don't have to come into the store. If that makes you feel better. As a matter of fact, I've got a boatload of samples in the car I'm fixing to take into a house in just a minute. What? In this one, I've got another house that had a water damage. But the water damages aren't stopped. So if your house floods over the next few weeks, give us a call at 285-8117. We can definitely help you with that. From getting the right drying people in there to getting the house put back together for you in a timely manner.
Yeah, I like that y'all really can do it all when it comes to flooring and just helping folks out. You've got the expertise, you know, that's beyond, you know, sort of textbook expertise. That's actually having done the job for years. You know what works for folks in flooring for any budget. And heck, even if, you know, folks don't need flooring, they could do like a new backsplash in the kitchen or a walk-in shower with ceramic tile. There's a lot of options.
Absolutely, and this is a great time everybody's home right now, so it's a good time to take advantage of it. I know my wife was laying in bed last night, and I asked her, what are you doing? She said, I'm thinking of all the home projects I need you to do if we get quarantined. I was like, great. I just want to go turkey hunting. But it don't look like that's going to happen.
That honey-do list, as always.
Yeah, I'm like, well, write it out, because I might need to go get supplies just in case we close the stores down. And if we do end up home for 2 weeks, I'll have some plenty to work on.
Well, folks, the store is still open, 2201 Copsford Road, Prattville Carpet, and call them today at 285-8117. Be sure to tell the team and tell Ray himself that you heard Ray here on News and Views.
Absolutely. Guys, y'all have a great day.
You too, Ray. Appreciate it. There's Governor Cuomo still talking. Hey, Eddie, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Joey?
I'm well. And, you know, I feel kind of guilty because my schedule really hasn't changed at all.
Really?
Seriously, like, it's a bit unnerving to realize your normal daily schedule essentially meets quarantine standards.
Yes, and you are pretty well self-quarantined up here.
Yeah, no, and, like, that's my life. It's been my life for several years. Some might think it's a little sad, but it's...
No.
I've had reasons for wanting to more isolate myself, but, yeah.
But you're happy in your own skin here, so, hey, buddy, this is...
I just feel for folks whose life has been heavily affected by this.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I think it's going to get a little bit worse.
I don't think it's going to be as long as folks are worried about.
I don't think so either. But one, because we're the U.S. and nothing really slows us down.
We'll fight back. We'll find
right.
a way.
Fight
we'll
back find really a way. Hard. But, you know, I'm worried about, I think the same thing you are, people just kind of going over the top.
Yeah.
You know, just, I know this has never worked in the history of man, but let cooler heads prevail. Just kind of relax a little bit. Or as my wife, or as I tried to tell my wife before, calm down.
Right, right.
But, again, it doesn't really work well when you tell someone that, but...
Right.
Honestly, let's all just calm down.
Yeah, just, you know, we're just giving you a little pep talk out there, folks. So, you know, we're doing right. We're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Y'all keep your heads on straight. We're good God-fearing Americans. We'll be okay,
We'll be fine.
You know.
Come on, all right, everybody. That's what I'm talking about, guys. We've made a great effort so far. Let's just keep it up.
That's right. We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure. We've come too far. There's too much to lose. We've got to just keep our composure.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar and also down here at the Montgomery Marina and at the Montgomery Marina RV Park. So we got a lot going on down here, y'all. It's that time of year. The weather's getting pretty. Getting the music out on the patio on Sunday afternoon. You need to think about bringing your camper down here and spend a little time with us. Bring your boat down here and park it in the marina. Come down here hungry and let's fix you something good to eat. Y'all, we fry up seafood from the Gulf. We throw it in the steamer, some little snow crab, a shrimp from Argentina, those big old royal red shrimp. We get you something good to eat. And we get over here on the grill with that grilled amberjack, snapper, grouper, swordfish. We'll be getting all kind of good food in from Destin, Biola, Batcher. Let's talk about good times. I'm talking about sitting on the patio listening to a Mr. Ben Rice band out of Portland. Be here playing some fine, fine blues, some rockin' blues, some on the soul side. First time Ben's been here. We're excited. He's a multiple award winner in the blues. I wouldn't try to list them all, but anyway, you can check it all out at Capital Oyster Bar. Go to our Facebook page, see what's going on. Y'all get down here soon, come hungry, because we're looking for you, and springtime's here.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janny King, the king of clean, for a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal. No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger. No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Second hour of News and Views. In this hour, as always, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams should be stopping by here soon.
That's so cool. I haven't seen Kim in a while.
Yeah. Great. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender. You know, it's fascinating how people are adjusting. And, you know, we've been talking about the restaurant business, how they're having trouble or will have trouble. The movie theater business and the movie companies. I mean, some have just outright delayed and stopped opening days. But one company, the Universal Movie Company.
Yeah.
Universal is to make their current theatrical movies available for home viewing Friday.
That's a great idea. I've been thinking about that forever. You know, I don't know the trend, but I don't think as many people go to movies as used to be.
Right,
but imagine if you could say, hey, Joe, you want to come over tonight and see the new Batman movie? You know, I'll buy it, we'll stream it and hang out.
Sure, yeah.
To me, I think they're missing out on money.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, I guess they're going for the double grab, where you have a big movie premiere and then you can do that again
when
people don't go to the theater. Yeah, the only movies over the years that have been really doing really well are, like, the big franchise movies. So
exactly right.
Marvel movies, comic book movies, and really more Marvel than DC. Yep. But the Star Wars series is still done pretty well.
Oh, Mandalorian. I don't know if you got hooked.
Mandalorian's great. That is a Disney Plus original show. I like it because it's like a Star Wars Western.
Exactly. I really dig it, man.
Really good. There's one episode. I'm like, is this Pale Rider? Like, it's just, it's very, very much a Western. I really like it. That's a good show. There's going to be... I'm buying stock. I buy stock in some of these streaming services.
Right now, you bet, man.
That's what people are going to be doing. I've been watching a lot, but also reading a lot to pass the time. And like I said, it hasn't affected my personal schedule much, but it's affected a lot of other folks. So to see sort of movie companies adjusting that way, it's not great for radio, but did you see the Arnold Schwarzenegger video?
I didn't see it.
Where he's like, everybody stay inside. Yeah. This is...
Oh, my goodness. And it's like a mini horse and a pony he has inside with him, and he's feeding them carrots, saying, you stay here, I'd feed my pony. Like, what in the world?
I watched a show one time, or it was an interview, that guy that used to be married to Roseanne Barr, I cannot think of his name.
Tom Arnold.
Him and Arnold Schwarzenegger, big friends.
Okay.
So I think it was on Rogan's podcast, actually, but he came on one time and he was saying that that these parties and stuff at Arnold's house, he said, there's always these live animals. Hmm. He said one time they had tigers. And he's like, come over, you must see my tiger. and then he said another time they had an elephant. But he always had said Schwarzenegger always has these just live animals roaming his house.
Yeah, it's just... you know, I don't know what happens when you become that rich and famous, where it's like, I want an animal that isn't just exotic, but that could potentially kill me.
Exactly.
Now, cats are cats, and a big cat's going to be a big cat, and it could kill you, but...
Well,
you
even know, those big cat guys will tell you, you don't ever turn your back on them.
Right.
I mean, you know, and there's a couple of them that'll do it in a video I've seen on YouTube where they see what's coming, and that cat does, man. It goes down to prowl mode, and then it just leaps on them.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that. I don't understand the exotic animal message here. Okay, I'm looking here at the latest with COVID-19 here in Alabama.
Okay.
The number of coronavirus cases in Alabama rises to 36 confirmed cases.
36.
Apparently, they're going to be holding a news conference, Alabama Department of Public Health, here now. Let me see if I can pull that up. Just see the latest going on with... the coronavirus here in the state. 36 is still a pretty small number, but a lot of people, I understand, suspect this has been going around a lot longer than we thought. So hopefully that isn't the case, but let's see if they're actually live yet. Yeah, here's Dr. Scott Harris.
Many jurisdictions have said 25 and some still say 250, and it's absolutely not about the absolute number. The most important factor is being able to maintain that six-foot distance. So in this health order that we've issued for these counties, we've said 25 people, but obviously, you know, 24 and 26 aren't that different. What matters is that people are able to maintain adequate distance.
Any updates on the conditions of some of these confirmed cases? Are they still being treated in hospitals? Are many of them out of the hospital, self-quarantined?
I do not know that information. Our staff is monitoring those individuals, but I don't know that.
How long are you hearing that this could last? The president yesterday said it could go into the summer.
I think we don't know. The information that we have to base our ideas on is from what we've seen in other parts of the world. We see what's happened in China. Their cases probably started in at least early December, but maybe even in November. And then by early March, they had certainly seen a significant improvement, although that was with some really stringent measures, you know, to keep people from traveling and to keep people in a isolation situation. South Korea also has had a real robust response, and their numbers have not, as many as they've had, their numbers have not been as high as perhaps people were anticipating earlier. So I think with respiratory infections, a 3 or 4 month course is a reasonable place to start guessing how long it's going to last. But, you know, we certainly hope that with these mitigation strategies, it won't last that long. But it's just unknown because it's a new virus.
An earlier press conference, you mentioned feeling like, you know, you guys have been prepared for this, and something that even though Alabama, one of the last states to have some confirmed cases, how do you feel about your response so far? And kind of, you mentioned that maybe having some hesitation, getting some tests and that kind of thing. How do you think that compares to some other states?
I think we're having similar issues that a lot of states have had. I think if we had widely available testing everywhere, we would have certainly tried to implement that earlier if we could have done that. We, in fact, set up our testing at the earliest possible moment that we had the ability to do that. Time will tell, you know, whether these decisions are right or wrong. It's challenging because if we get through this and we have no cases at all, you know, certainly people will say that must have been an overreaction. And if we get through this and have lots of cases, people will say it was an adequate response.
Yep.
So I think that the situation changes very quickly. We're making the decisions that we can with the very best information that we have. And we feel like we have a good plan in place to help mitigate this. But situations are changing quickly.
Could you speak again to how this is spread? I mean, you have people that are afraid to sit next to their coworkers, touch doorknobs, elevators. Can you talk again on how this is spread among people?
Sure. So it is spread from person to person, but can be spread through contact with a surface, and so a doorknob or an elevator is certainly one possibility. We have been preaching social distancing, and I don't want to forget to mention that environmental hygiene is also very important. Make sure to clean those surfaces that are being touched often by other people. Again, try to stay away from places where other people are. But it certainly can be contracted through being near someone who's coughing or who has secretions, but can be acquired through the environment as well. We don't have lots of evidence that the community as a whole is at risk for people. Just being out in public, generally speaking, to go to the grocery store or to go to the drugstore doesn't seem to be a high risk for infection. But use common sense about that. Practice good hygiene. Make sure to wash your hands. Avoid touching your face. And by all means, please stay home if you're sick. If you do have symptoms, please stay home if you're sick. Pick up the phone, call your health care provider, but don't go out in public and put other people at risk.
Again, folks, we're listening to Dr. Scott Harris, Alabama Department of Public Health.
Any additional questions?
Dr. Harris, we have questions on our Facebook live feed. People are asking about beaches, mostly people from out of town that are coming in and arriving this weekend, and they
want
to know what to do.
Sure. So I would ask everyone to use prudence when they're traveling on vacation. A beach vacation, for example, you can certainly imagine that there may be a way to maintain social distancing in that environment. I would certainly encourage people to be careful about gathering for meals, and we would suggest to them that they follow consistently the rules that we put out today. I don't think the beach itself or the ocean itself is any particular risk at all. But what's really important is to maintain this 6-foot distance between people and try to continue those same social isolation techniques.
Dr. Harris, what would you urge people to do about nail salons, hair salons, barber shops, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we've developed guidance, and we're working with the folks in those businesses to try to get them the best information. At this time, those things that are considered elective, I think people should consider delaying those for now. When you're in an environment where you're very close to other people, there's some risk for disease transmission. And so for those who are most vulnerable, the elderly and those with chronic health problems, by all means, they need to try to delay those if they can do that.
Any more questions?
I do want to remind you, everyone in the state has the ability to keep yourself safe and keep your family safe. It's fairly straightforward and fairly simple. Just remember to practice these social distancing methods that we've talked about. Please stay home if you're sick. Please be prepared for some inconveniences and some changes in the way you live your life for a few weeks. But I know working together, we can get through this.
All right. That was Dr. Scott Harris from the Alabama Department of Public Health. He's actually been quite effective. I can't imagine what his job is like. Talk about inconveniences in normal life. I wonder what he's dealing with.
Can you imagine?
On the day-to-day.
I think he's thrown his cell phone out the window a time or two.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. We've got some breaking news. Came out about a half hour ago. No dine-in order issued for Jefferson, Tuscaloosa, Walker, Blount, St. Clair, Clare, and Shelby counties.
Okay.
So it's ordering limiting to carry out takeout at restaurants in those counties. And that's in the northern part of the state where we've seen most of the cases pop up in Jefferson County, which is not, again, surprising because of the international airport there.
But the one thing I heard this morning on NPR when I was riding in, they went as far as they said, you know, here lately I've heard it's circles of 50. Don't do anything more than 50 people.
Right. Well, then they recommended
put out to 10.
10.
Okay. So you heard that too. Okay. Yeah.
That's from the CDC. Okay. And, you know, and I have to say, and I'm trying not to do this too over an overhanded way, but this is the same CDC that did the freak out about vaping.
Yeah.
It's a nice reminder to freak out when or take measures when you actually need them.
Right.
You know, because I remember when the vaping stuff started, I said, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be black market cartridges where people are adding things to it, and that's causing lung problems. And that's what it turned out to be. But we went through a month or two of saying, oh, all vaping is bad. And so this is what makes me, there's a part of me that's skeptical. I'm, again, folks, taking precautionary measures in my own life, and I think you should too. But there's a part of me here that still just does not trust the government. And it's one thing to say that about professionals just doing their job like Dr. Harris there. I respect him. But when it comes to the politicians, I'm a bit skeptical of what they're up to. And we were just talking off air about this support package they're going to be throwing out there. And some of it's directly to people. I think they're trying to get a payroll tax cut, paid leave, these sorts of things to keep people afloat. But if you're talking about, you know, helping certain industries in particular ways, just... And what's going to happen is people are just going to take it.
Well, that's just it.
They're just going to listen.
Okay, Joey, let's say in your industry, you personally, let's say we get shut down and Rick says, hey, guys, nobody's coming to work. You know, the town is just shut down, like tornado day or snow, right. Snow day. We'll do snow day.
Right.
How does an independent contractor like yourself or myself get any relief from the government? How's that money going to trickle down?
Well, that, ideally, that would be a payroll tax holiday. And that's what the White House wants.
So... That's what's supposed to be coming down the pipe, but I'm just worried because we haven't had that definitive, and like you said, it's going to get to politicians arguing over, and I can't imagine Democrats arguing that, hey, we don't want to lower payroll taxes, but at the same time, it's Trump's idea, so you get that whole counterbalance going on.
Well, we're in uncharted waters, and here's my hope, folks, is that it's going to be a little unnerving, put it mildly, here for the next few days, but I have a feeling we're going to pick back up again. And I think, correct me if you think I'm wrong here, Eddie, but I think there are a lot of folks who feel a little bit of cabin fever already.
Oh, definitely.
And at a certain point, they're going to go, what the hell?
Well, look at the weather we've had here lately. So now the sun's out, you know, and so in Alabama, when the sun comes out, all the bears want to come out of their cave.
Well, in particular, spring break was supposed to be next week.
And this week.
And this week, yeah. So there are going to be a lot of people going to the beach. There are people that are still just going to do things. Big events will be shut down.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they don't start shutting down restaurants in Montgomery just for the restaurant's sake. But we shall see. 272-9228. Coming up, how about a nice classic drug bust story?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm into the bust, drug bust.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com. today.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are five ways to sell it fast. Number one, price it to sell, not to sit. Number one reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number three, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number four, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number five, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details and selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in. But first, it's time to say hello to Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Hey, Kim, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, Joey. It's nice being here.
It is.
We've got another talented star in here right next to me.
Oh, Eddie Bader, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your daughter.
No, I'm a little...
Well, and your daughter's
here. Daughter. Yeah, absolutely. Say hey, Ella.
Say hi into the mic.
Hi.
Hi.
What a sweet voice.
Yeah.
So, I tell you what. Do you have questions for me? Because I've certainly got a lot of information. I know that...
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of people calling you.
Yeah, absolutely. We're inundated with calls.
Taking it because rates are going down, right?
Well, let's talk about
it. Yeah, I want to know.
Today's an exclusive, Alabama Home Mortgage exclusive. And everybody wants to know about the markets and how does that impact rates? Are my rates going down? All right, well, let's start with the 10-year Treasury. Okay, the 10-year Treasury is at the lowest we've ever seen. these are unprecedented times. Typically, what you watch for to determine mortgage rates is the 10-year Treasury in the MBS. MBS is mortgage-backed securities. Now, up until now, if MBS or Federal Reserve, the 10-year Treasury goes up, MBS goes up.
And going down.
One goes down, the other one goes down. They follow suit. So they're in tandem.
Okay.
Well, for the first time I've ever seen, the 10-year Treasury is down, MBS is up. So they're disjointed.
And this is because, not to get too in the weeds, but this is because the central bank has purchased a great deal of MBS, right, I believe?
Well, they did. They put money out there, right. Because the rates are going up. Because they're... think with me here, just in simple terms.
Sure, sure.
All right. Typically, when the stock market goes up, everybody's buying. Bonds go down.
Right.
Right? Because they're putting it over your stocks.
Right.
All right. Because they can make more money. Well, when you have uncertainty or they start pulling back out of stocks and they put them in bonds.
Okay.
So bonds, mortgage-backed securities.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the Federal Reserve, if you ask me, they put it in there to kind of anchor. I mean, to kind of, you know, boost the mortgage rates.
Right.
Because they're going up. For example, March 9th, Monday, last week, the mortgage rates from the 9th to the end of the week to Friday, they went up 10 times.
Mm.
Went up 10 times.
Went up.
Good.
Never seen that type of volatility, you know. But let's see. I brought some notes. Let's just look over this.
Sure. A lot happening, folks.
Yeah, for the first time in history. And Monday, last Monday, the 9th, for the first time in history, the Treasury note dropped below 1%.
Mm.
But rates went up 10 times. So, again, these are unprecedented times. I can't explain it.
Right.
But I do know, like I say, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. They're going to get more in sync. When? I don't know.
Right.
But, we see on TV, they dropped the rates. Is my mortgage
people
rate
call
like 0.25,
yeah.
0? No, it's not. You know, those are not the calls. Those aren't the calls that I like to handle. But I'm there to handle it. But it's always. But those conversations also are a little difficult because it's contrary to what they expect to hear.
Right. Right.
But all I can say is, we'll be here when they drop. You know, keep calling, and we'll let you know when they go down. I've got many customers right now in line. I can just lock them.
Ready
they're
to
refinances.
Go.
It's not like, we're shooting for a specific date. to close, but or refinance. I mean, they're not moving, right? They're going to stay there. So, and strategically, that's all we can do is just get them in line, and when it drops, because I don't know if they'll get it back up the next day.
Would you encourage people to kind of set that up for themselves if they're interested in that?
Yeah, well, they are, and they're calling, and that's our strategy.
they're already calling. So
it's happening.
Let's see.
But now, Kim, let me ask you. Typically, especially when the Fed drops the rate down to nothing, it does affect mortgage rates. What do you think happened this time to keep that from going on? Just the uncertainty in general?
Eddie, that's a good question. Here's my thoughts. All right, so this typically when the Federal Reserve drops rates in the past, it was to boost the economy, right?
Right.
Boost lending, more liquidity.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Big ticket items, go out, buy a house.
Get the credit market flowing.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, we're not in a financial crisis. That's not why they lowered them. We're in a health crisis.
Right.
Okay? So the reason they lowered the Fed funds rate to, what, 0 to 0.25 on Sunday? Mm-hmm. The Fed funds rate is the rate in which the banks can borrow the money from the Federal Reserve.
Right?
Thereby increasing the bank's ability to get the capital to lend out.
Right.
So the motivation behind the rate drop we just saw was to keep the economy afloat.
Right.
Well, this kind
not to go out and buy, go buy a 30-year mortgage. People are uncertain if they're going to get a paycheck or not.
Right. This is more to like shore up businesses, shore up everything.
Yes, lend the small business, lend them some money.
Right.
How about the person that, if they're not working, they don't get paid? I mean, then maybe 2 months, a loan to cover them 2 months.
Yeah.
Until we get it. So that was the motive behind it. It wasn't mortgage rates.
It's not the, right.
But you would think mortgage rates would follow.
They will. I mean, they have to.
Eventually,
right,
yes.
They have to. But the Fed can't drop anymore. I mean, they're not going to pay us to take money.
And this is why you have a lot of folks now in line that when that day does come, you'll be ready to go. They'll be ready to go.
Yeah, and they're going to drop, But right now, they're not. I don't think their concern is mortgages. I really don't.
Right.
It's getting the money to the marketplace so that we can sustain and just keep our head above water. And then when we get through this, I think it's going to be great.
You know it's going to come out like gangbusters. Just like anything. Once all the crying and cleanup is over, holy cow, look out. Here comes a roaring economy.
This really is an unusual time, and I've been hearing it from all sorts of different angles the last few days. So the fact that you were already scheduled to be here, I really appreciate you giving it from your perspective and what's going on.
Well, I take some ownership in being the voice, coming where you can look on Facebook. I don't do that very often, but you can see where other mortgage loan originators are, being bombarded too, and they're saying it's volatile. I can't explain.
Right,
it. Well,
I
get that. I can't either, because it's contrary to anything I've ever known or seen.
But I just want to make clear to the audience: your doors are open. You're taking calls. You're ready to go. Be there by the phone and talk to them if they have any questions or they're looking to do business.
Absolutely. Now, let me say we started as of yesterday. I mean, obviously, we care about our employees, we care about our neighbors, and I want to keep them healthy and safe. So we're all working remotely.
Okay.
My assistant and myself are the last ones to break it down and take it to the house today. So when you call in, you just stay on the line, and you'll get a number, 1, 2, 3, whoever you're, and it goes directly to my cell phone.
But y'all are taking the responsible steps to, take precaution.
Yeah, I wouldn't have come today if I didn't think it was so important to talk about this.
Amen.
That's
amen.
Good for you. I'm glad you're here.
And I feel great
these
today.
And these aren't really the ones I want to call and say, call us,
right,
call us. Rates are great.
Right.
But they're not right now.
Just need to give
people.
But
they will be.
Well, this is part of what you do. You're a straight shooter. You're not trying to hit some quota. You're just trying to help the client and the customer best as possible.
Absolutely. I'm not going to tell you what I think you want to hear.
Right.
I'm going to tell you what you need to hear.
The truth. We need a lot of that.
And that's the way we do it.
Yeah.
Really do. Here, I'm going to check, see if this is on line one. They might be looking to talk to you. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this? Nope, they dropped off. See, this is how it works. But
sometimes.
Anything else you want to add? Because this really is, it's a weird conversation because these are weird times.
Very.
Now, do you still have your things going on for first responders? And
absolutely.
Yeah, all the special deals.
Nothing's changed there,
folks. And, nothing's changed. For the longest time, many lenders, what they would do, if they felt generous and not greedy, you know, they would provide a credit.
Right, at closing. Right.
Well, I'm the owner, okay? I don't have to go through a chain of command and get this person's approval to go to this person to reduce my bottom line.
Right.
I can make a loan and make a penny on it. I can make a loan and lose money on it, which I do.
Hmm.
I don't like doing it, but that's my word.
Fair enough.
Right. My word means more than, you know. But what we've decided to do is in lieu of doing a credit, okay? It's our men in blue, men and women in blue.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We will provide you a gift card, okay? Home Depot, Lowe's, in lieu of the credit that you see a lot of lenders do, we will provide you a gift card. We found that that means more.
It does.
To
you
our
and
customers.
I both know that.
They go out and get that washer
exactly
dryer.
Exactly right.
For, yeah.
Exactly
That's
right.
why we do it. And it's nothing but just genuine it's care, concern, and appreciation.
Appreciation. I think that's a great program, Kim.
Yeah. Well, and that's good for everybody in the long run, including you. So it's just,
and
I wish more people.
Can do it. You know,
I know.
I hate that they, you know, that people hear us and then they want to call, you know, someone
right.
else, you know, a bank or what have you, asked, and they can't do it.
No
I way. I mean, I guess they, in essence, they could do it, but getting the approval would probably
right.
be.
Well, when you call
tougher
Kim,
to tackle than the coronavirus.
When you call Kim, you're talking to the boss.
Indeed. Indeed. And it's not just slogans. Like, this is a real person.
Yeah.
Like, we all are in unprecedented times here, and I appreciate you giving, you know, this perspective in these unprecedented times. But there is
a difference in mortgage companies.
There really
and,
is.
And please let me let everyone know
yes.
that with the way that we're working remotely, okay, and going through, I mean, we are not able to call right back at that moment. I mean, mm-hmm. we're on Wi-Fi, you know,
right.
I mean, technology.
Right.
But, I mean, we're working until 9, 10 o'clock at night. So just understand that we have not forgotten about you. Not that it's that long. You're like, oh, my God, I called a week ago. Oh, I'm not talking about that type of turn time.
Right.
But I'm talking about 24, maybe 48 hours. But we just stay tuned. Don't worry.
Right.
The rates are up, okay?
Right.
Waiting is a good thing right now.
Yes.
Good deal.
We got to wait and see what happens. 567-4223, 567-4223.
You want to say anything, Ella, to the real quick?
Stay healthy and keep us healthy. Alabama Home Mortgage will be there for you forever. Again, ALA Home Mortgage, take care of others.
Love it. Love it. Thank
and
you,
be
Ella.
Healthy.
Be healthy, folks.
That's right.
You
That's
heard
right.
it from Ella here. Kim, thank you. Ella, thank you for that.
Thank you, Kim.
And, folks, we'll be back. More news and views again. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region, United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
And Mark, the morning after its biggest point drop ever, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ are in the green. McDonald's closing seating areas and play places in company-owned locations starting this morning, saying it'll focus on serving customers who walk in for takeout, order at the drive-thru, or use McDelivery. And some people coming up with a creative way to make extra cash in Spain, where everyone is ordered to stay in, except for emergencies, essential work, and so on. There's one exception. You are allowed to walk your dog, which is spawning advertisements for dog rentals to those who want to go out for a walk without getting a fine. One advertisement in Valencia is asking for €25 a walk. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
Not a fan of zip lining!
Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our extended stretch of warm days continues. In fact, today, I think we'll be around 80 to 82. Risk of some spotty showers, maybe a thunderstorm somewhere in the area today. Very mild tonight, overnight low 62. Tomorrow and Thursday, we're headed for the mid-80s. Rain chances will be very small both days. Isolated showers at best. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely Friday night into Saturday as a cold front approaches, and that'll lower the temperatures by several degrees. Pollen count still in the medium to high range through Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Right now, press conference being done with the task force with the president, President Trump, Vice President Pence currently speaking, Steve Mnuchin up there, the whole team up there with the CDC as well.
Yep.
We'll bring you some of that if it looks like there's anything breaking. But look at that. We're in the positive territory with the stock market.
It's going to be an every other day type thing, I think.
Yeah, seesaw action as this market tries to figure out exactly what's going on. But bringing the economy to a grinding halt to stop this is part of what's going on.
Yeah.
And so the markets are just trying to figure out, okay, how do we deal with this? You know, I find it funny that some people are trying to say, oh, empty shelves, sign of capitalism not working. No.
Are you kidding me? That's capitalism working, baby.
It's working very well because it will be restocked within days, and that's an incredible thing in an emergency. We need markets. We need a innovative free society to respond to these things effectively, especially going into the future.
Supply and demand, Joey.
Right.
Supply.
Some folks, demand, you know, folks make the perfect the enemy of the good.
And, oh, yeah.
And this is unfortunate. I still think this is a little bit of an overreaction, but
well, I think
I'm willing to take precautions.
Right.
Don't get me wrong.
Unprecedented times.
I'm not trying to undermine the effort to take precautions, but this just seems over the top.
In any kind of things like this, what I always kind of worry about is, what kind of freedoms are we about to lose? That's, I always worry about.
And isn't it a bit unnerving to see when government wants to shut things down, they'll shut it down?
Or even more unnerving to me was Cuomo up there in New York who wanted to nationalize a business.
No, that was de Blasio.
Yeah, de Blasio. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I also, I opened the show at all?
I didn't.
It's both sides. There are some folks on the right who have been wanting essentially a new Cold War with China.
Right.
And they're ready to go. I'm all for reassessing what Trump's already started with China, reassessing trade deals, maybe looking at, I'm sure private business is already going, okay, we can't have our stuff up there. They're not reliable. But to use this as an opportunity this is my point. Let Trump and Xi talk this out. Mm-hmm. Let the principals discuss this. If we start getting into the Chinese Commie Party with their media taking snipes at, and then senators in our own country taking snipes back,
no.
This is not a recipe for anything productive, I'll put it that way.
Right.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Cole Plumbing. They're number one in the number two business, been serving the River Region of Montgomery here since 1977. 279-8919 is their number, 279-8919. And folks, when you call Cole, you don't have to dig a hole. They have this proprietary pipelining technology that allows them to fix most, if not all, of your plumbing issues with minimal discomfort. So they're not going to have to dig up a huge hole in your yard, tear out a bunch of that drywall. They can take care of the problem with a delicate touch that gets the job done. Cole Plumbing understands that when you have a plumbing problem, I mean, they're homeowners themselves, you need it fixed immediately. So they are on top of things. Highly trained folks, 100% satisfaction guarantees. They pride themselves on doing this over at Cole Plumbing. So give them a call, 279-8919, number one in the number two business. And remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
Indeed. Let's go to the phones and talk to Slop Out Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Good
How
morning
you doing?
From Slap Out, Alabama.
That's God's country there, buddy.
Country boy will survive.
That's right.
You got that right. Myself and the boys were sitting up around Slap Out and discussing this whole deal, and we approached the idea of just putting off if you owe mortgages or you got capital investment. What's wrong with the government saying, all right, to the mortgage holders, the large lenders, let's go for a deferment until we come out the other side. The lenders will get the money back. The folks that owe will still owe it, but it will just slide it up the scale. No money infused.
I think
would that might help?
I think that's actually part of the equation. This is part of what the central bank's up to. Now, some people don't quite understand it. They think the bank was just given, you know, trillions of dollars in cash. It's technical, but it's like, if you give us bonds, banks, we'll give you a cash infusion, but it's only a three-month loan. And then you get folks like AOC out there saying, why can't you do that with the universities? Oh, so universities will be able to turn over $1 trillion in 3 months. Give me a break. So,
yeah, we need to pass that.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a simple way, and I didn't realize that the Fed was stepping in to basically guarantee money, I would guess.
Exactly.
They are, and I think they lowered reserve requirements.
What we need to remember, just as public people, remember a few years back when the banks got bailed out under the theory that they were going to loan low-interest rate loans to customers and consumers.
Right.
And they held the bank, or they held the money. So I hope that doesn't happen this time.
Yeah, we will
see. It'd be sad to see that happen twice in a few years.
Well, and what's unfortunate is people like, you know, paint by number to a degree. We like being able to do the process that has been shown to work over time. This situation, we don't have a very clear plan, and so everybody's trying to figure it out from the federal government to the, you know, president to governors around the nation to mayors. And actually, I do want to tip my hat to Stephen Reed. As a new mayor, I'm sure this is not exactly what he wanted to do to start off his first few months.
Right.
But he's been right along Baptist Health. He's that press conference he did yesterday, he's doing a good job. They opened up a testing center, drive-through testing center. You can go get tested if you need be. So.
The simple things done are usually the things that work the best. We're going to do all right through this thing.
Yes, sir.
Just pay attention to your surroundings and live your life.
That's exactly right.
Amen.
You all take care.
Hey, you too.
You too. Yeah, and like I said earlier, it's a little depressing that when I realize my life as normal isn't affected at all by these new quarantine standards. Even when they're like, don't go into groups of 10 people or more, I'm like, I already got that covered.
Don't know 10 people.
I just, I like people one-on-one, maybe a couple people. But, you know, when you talk to Eddie Bader here in person, folks, you can almost see through his eyes, the windows to his soul and the unique person he is. But when I start to get like 10, 50, 200, 500, I start to freak out. But that's just normal, Joey. So
that's just normal, period, Joey.
Right. Hey, we'll be back.
When we come back, I got breaking news on Alabama's liquor store.
And I still want to do this drug bust story that happened recently. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show realize that these are trying times. We've got a lot of things closing, a lot of things being canceled. Can't find any toilet paper anywhere. But the main thing is all these things are happening to keep everybody safe. It seems that you can get this coronavirus just by being around somebody who has it. And that's why a lot of events are getting postponed or canceled. So we all sat down and talked about it and decided that our car show, scheduled for March 28th, should be postponed until things get a little more stable. Remember, postponed, not canceled. We will have the car show just at a later date. Now, that being said, the Health and Wealth Show is going on like regular business. We'll be there from 6 until 7 each weekday evening, except for Fridays when we run a classic show. And you can still call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he can make your portfolio immune to anything. Stay safe, and we'll see you on the Health and Wealth Show.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperidge Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a million questions flood your mind.
How can this be happening?
Am I going to be able to work?
What's a subtype? What do I do now?
We know.
We went through it too. But once you start to understand your options,
you can partner with your doctor
and find ways to face MBC on your own terms. Visit findyourmbcvoice.com and learn how to speak up and have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
Some questions have answers.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find some of yours.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. And as young Ella, Kim Williams' daughter, said, stay healthy, Alabama. Stay healthy.
Don't get any cuter than her, man. I know.
Let's go to Jason. Jason, we don't have much time. Might have to hold you over, but what's on
I
your
know
mind?
I know you're up against the break, man, but I kind of heard the last piece of the last conversation. And the truth of the matter is the banks are going to hold that money. They're not going to do, like, I know people are hoping against hope that they're going to get the money and spread the wealth around, but they're not going to do it because what's the saying? The best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. Right. They didn't do that before. They didn't do it the time before that. They're not known for their altruism. They're known for their greed. And there's a reason for that. That's because they are greedy. Now, that's the first thing. Second thing, as far as working stuff out with China, I don't know how that's going to work. But I know one thing. China didn't throw a gun on American corporations to make them bring their manufacturing over there.
You're exactly right.
Capitalism and greed. And regardless of what anybody says, in the United States, 80% of the jobs are service-based and about 8% are manufacturing-based. And the reason for that is because manufacturing over here is expensive compared to other places. That's why currently 50% of all the shoes and clothes that Americans consume are made in China. Most of us are walking around in drawers made in China.
China and Vietnam.
That's just what it is. Or you might have some made in Thailand or Bangladesh.
Cheap labor,
but a large
man.
Part of that is China. Yep. So that, we're not putting that genie back in the bottle. And I don't know what kind of dream some of these politicians are selling, but that's not going to work. It's just not.